As the United States continues its celebration of the 250th anniversary of its founding, the role of religion in shaping the nation has become a topic of renewed discussion. To what extent did faith influence the founding of America, its government, and the principles upon which it was built? Hello, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, I'm excited to welcome Zach Mettler. He's a writer for Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen, and he's here to talk about a new short film called Faith in America. Welcome, Zach.
Hey, Sonia. Thank you for having me on. Good to speak with you.
Glad to have you here. So, Zach, to what extent would you say that a Christian faith has influenced the founding of America?
I think Christianity, by far and away, was the number one source and influence in the founding of our country. And I think that because of multiple different lines of thought that go into that question. But first, we have to really define what it means to be a Christian nation. When we say that, do we mean that this nation is only made for Christian people? Do we mean that without understanding the impact of Christianity on the founding, that America would have been otherwise very different? I think we have to take that latter view, that Christianity far and away had a singular and important influence and impact on the founding of our country. And you have to really go back to not just 1776, but 1607, when Reverend Hunt, a representative of the Church of England, who served as a chaplain, the expedition to the New World, arrived with 105 individuals on the shores of America. And the very first thing that they did in 1607 when they arrived here was they got off their ship, went to the shores at Cape Henry in Virginia. They bowed their heads and they prayed and they asked God to bless their efforts to bring the gospel to the new world. That is the start of our remarkable history as a nation. And then just 13 years later, we have the pilgrims who arrived also from England who were seeking religious freedom. And so I think that that is certainly something to take into consideration when we're considering the founding of our nation. Why did the people who started our country, why did they come here? And it's for religious freedom and to share the gospel and for the glory of God. And then also that faith then influenced the development of the colonies and then really culminated with the Declaration of Independence, which says that, you know, men are created equal. It says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And again, we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence here on July 4th. But why for the founders? Why for Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration? Why were these truths that men are created, you know, you have that language there implying a creator or explicitly stating that there's a creator. Why did they see this as a self-evident and obvious truth? Well, it's because they were shaped and molded by the Judeo-Christian faith that said that all men are created in God's image, which comes straight from Genesis chapter 1. And so we see very clearly that the Declaration of Independence is not just a political document, it's also a theological and religious document that references God five different times. So that's another line of thought that we have to take into consideration of, wow, this document, which was so impactful and singularly important in the creation of our nation and us deciding to separate from Great Britain, there's theological language and arguments woven throughout that. And that is really the focus of Faith in America, is really looking into the Declaration and how the Christian faith has impacted and did impact the signing of the Declaration when it was enacted.
Zach, while many of our founding fathers held religious beliefs, they did not always share the same view. How do you think these differing perspectives may have shaped the founding of America?
Yeah, I think for the founding fathers, you know, that's a very good question of what did the founding fathers believe and what did their faith look like. Some very orthodox Christians, I think of Samuel Adams and John Jay, that we can tell pretty clearly from their writings that these were orthodox men of faith, orthodox believers. And then you have some individuals more on the other side, like Thomas Jefferson, who, you know, was certainly unorthodox, and John Adams in their views. But then you have some individuals, you know, I'd put George Washington probably in this category, where you can not necessarily quite speak eloquently to their personal orthodoxy, but at the same time, you can see through their writings, through their statements, through their beliefs, that they were by far and away absolutely molded and shaped and influenced by Christianity and by their Christian faith. And so I think that that's something to consider, especially with George Washington. You know, there's a lot of different lines of thought when it comes to his faith. I think you have to point to his letter in 1777 calling for the establishment of the Chaplain's Corps, which is now the oldest branch of the military. You can see that he knew that the spiritual health of his troops were very important. One of the most famous depictions of Washington during the time of the Revolution is Arnold Friedberg's painting, and everybody has known this and seen this, of him praying at Valley Forge. So there's different things that you can point to throughout Washington's life, and especially in his farewell address, talking about the importance of virtue and morality and religion to a successful society. And so there's different things with Washington in particular that you can say, you know what, he certainly considered himself to be a Christian. He was shaped by it. He was molded by it. And that really impacted both his life and then how he then served our country as well.
Zach, what is the primary message that you hope viewers take away after watching Faith in America?
Well, I think that we really deserve to and need to and are required as Americans, I would say, to celebrate America's founding, especially as this anniversary of the Declaration of Independence approaches. You know, we're not a perfect nation. We have certain sins, absolutely, that we still deal with, that we've dealt with in the past. Slavery is among those. Our nation's original sin, I think it's rightly called. But at the same time, we have to recognize that we really are a remarkable nation with a remarkable history. And you know, there's many individuals who kind of deny and downplay our history. That happened recently when Americans gathered for Rededicate 250 to praise God and pray for America at our nation's capital. And there was one host on MS Now who said after Mike Johnson, you know, said that our rights come from God and not from government. That host, Katie Turr, she said, "Is this Mike Johnson putting God over the Declaration of Independence?" And anybody who knows the Declaration knows that Speaker Johnson was not putting God over the Declaration. He was actually quoting from it. And so I think it's up to us to tell America's story, and that's what we try to do with Faith in America, is really to honor our nation, honor our remarkable history as a people, and to celebrate the very significant ways and contributions that Christianity has made to our nation. And then I really hope people will be inspired to live that out in their own lives by getting engaged. Vice President of Government here at Focus on the Family says democracy is not a spectator sport. You have to get off the sidelines and in the game. And I think that's really one of the primary messages I hope that people will take away from Faith in America is, you know, we have this great nation, this remarkable nation, and it's up to us to keep the torch of liberty and keep the torch of freedom going for next generations. And so that's what I would hope people can get from this film, and you can watch it at thedailycitizen.org. Or you can go to YouTube and just search Faith in America. Just over a 20-minute film will pop right up.
Great. Well, again, my guest is Zach Mettler. He is with Focus on the Family, and he's featured in the film Faith in America. It's a great film. It's a great way to celebrate our 250th anniversary. Zach, thanks for being here again.
Thanks so much.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.